And if you're just joining us, this is Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz, and it's time now for music. Dizzy Gillespie was an inspiration to generations of musicians, including our next guest, Cuban-born trumpeter Arturo Sandoval. Arturo Sandoval first met Dizzy Gillespie in Havana in 1977 when the American jazzman came to Cuba to play a concert. Sandoval showed him around the city where the two men listened to the sounds of rumba music echoing through Havana's black neighborhoods. That night, Arturo Sandoval managed to play his trumpet for Dizzy Gillespie, and the Cuban jazzman blew Dizzy away. It was the start of a friendship that lasted until Gillespie's death in 1993. Arturo Sandoval's latest record pays tribute to Dizzy Gillespie as a mentor and a friend. It's called Dear Diz, Every Day I Think of You. And Arturo Sandoval joins us now from our studios at NPR West. Welcome to the program. Great to have you.
Yes, hello, how are you? Thank you so much for having me here today.
Thank you indeed. First Havana that night in 1977. He didn't know you were a musician at all, right?
I was embarrassed to tell him I was a musician, you know. Actually, somebody called me. Let me tell you the whole story because it's very interesting. Somebody called me from the musician union. He called me, Arturo, I'm calling you because I know you're a big fan of Dizzy Gillespie. And he's going to come this afternoon to Havana. They was doing a jazz cruise through the Caribbean. I went to the harbor and I was waiting there. And finally, I saw my man coming downstairs. I said to myself, I said, oh my goodness, and now what am I going to do? I cannot say a word in English. At that time, I couldn't speak any English, zero, nothing, it was nothing. But I was so lucky because a guy walks behind him and he started to talk to me in Spanish. It was a percussionist by the name of Ray Mantilla, and he was playing with Stanguettes. And he started to talk to me in Spanish, and he asked me, do you know this man? I said, of course, yes. I never met him in person, but I know who he is. And he said, are you a musician? I said, no. And then this is said right away, do you have a car? I said, yes, I have a little car. At that time, I have a Plymouth, 1951. I just painted with a brush with tar and gasoline. With my father helped me to do it. And that car looks horrible. And the passenger door doesn't open, and then he has to get through the driver door. And then he said, this car is horrible. This is Russian car? I said, no, it's a Plymouth. And then he said, okay, show me in Havana. I never been here before. That was his very first visit to Cuba. You know, a lot of people, we thought he went there so many times before, but no, that was the very first. It was May 77.
And so you played for him that night. And what did he say? What did he think?
Oh, he was laughing because I knew a bunch of his lines, you know, his phrasing and things. And he was laughing and laughing and laughing because he was so surprised because he saw me as his driver, you know, the guy who was showing him the city. And not only was a musician, I was a trumpet player, you know. And the whole day we spent together, I felt embarrassed to tell him I was a trumpet player. I was so lucky because we became such a close friend, and he was my mentor of mine. He encouraged me so much. He gave me so many opportunities over the years. And actually, when I have the opportunity to came to live here forever, he was very crucial, instrumental in that move.
Talk about taking this music, the music of Dizzy Gillespie, and putting your stamp on it, rearranging it. How did you sort of think about how to do that and still, you know, pay tribute to him, but also showcase what you do?
It's 11 tunes. It's 10 of them their Dizzy composition. This only one I wrote is a ballad I wrote for him. The rest is his music. But the thing which is very particular in this record is the arrangement. I really think the arrangers and everybody put their effort and 100% to really pay tribute to one of our biggest heroes in jazz.
If you're just joining us, we're speaking with trumpeter Arturo Sandoval about his latest recording. It's called Dear Diz, and it's a tribute to Dizzy Gillespie. Arturo Sandoval, so much of Dizzy Gillespie's performance was human and fun-loving. It was uplifting. It was something you could feel, you know, even if you weren't familiar with the music at all. How much of that did you sort of take with you in the way you perform as a musician and a band leader?
I really pay so much attention to every single detail, little things he used to do, you know, and the most important thing I learned from him is love for music. He really loved music, and he had such a great time every time he got an opportunity to play and to perform for people or talk about music with you and sit down on the piano and try to put some chords and some things together. He enjoyed every second of it, you know, and that, I think, is the most important thing I took from him, you know, the passion and love for music.
Every day of my life, I think of you. And when I blow my horn, I think of you. If I could say how much you mean to me, I have no words to express my love for you. Your music plays inside my head.
Every day you think of him, and when you blow your horn, you think of him. It's been almost 20 years since Dizzy Gillespie died, Arturo.
Yeah.
And yet every day you think of
that. January 6th, 93.
And every day, every day.
That's pretty true, because, you know, also it's funny, because when I put them on my mouth and try to improvise or do something, I always look up, you know, and I said, this, what about that? And it's okay, or I should change that, or give me some hint, please.
Does he ever answer you?
Oh, yeah, my dreams and everything. Yeah, of course, man, yeah. Just listen to him and again and again and again.
As a child in Cuba, dreaming about what your life would become, could you ever have imagined that not only would you know your hero, but he would become your friend and you would become who you became?
That was probably only a dream, but not no more than a dream. I couldn't imagine anything, because I grew up in the middle of the countryside of the island. I mean, in the middle of nowhere, you know. My family, nobody had nothing to do with the music at all. My father was a car mechanic and was a very, very, very extremely poor family. And I couldn't see the horizon in front of me at all. But, you know, it doesn't matter what you think or what you try. And I strongly believe in God, and I think God has plans for you.
Well, Arturo Sandoval, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
That's the jazz trumpeter Arturo Sandoval. His new record, a tribute to Dizzy Gillespie, is called Dear Diz. You can hear a few tracks at our website, nprmusic.org. Our program is directed today by Petra Mayer. The staff includes Lauren Silverman, Brent Bachman, Lily Percy, Walter Ray Watson, and Phil Harrell. The technical director is Daniel Shukin. At the operations desk, Tom Woodward. Our weekend web producers are Melissa Goh, Stephanie Federico, Krishnadev Cullamore, Steve Mullis, and Dana Farringdon. Key Molesky is the reference librarian. Mathoni Maturi is senior editor. And Steve Lichtai is our senior producer. And for Saturday, that is Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News, I'm Guy Raz. Tomorrow on the program, The Hidden Life of Johnny Carson. Tune in. Until then, thanks for listening and have a great night.